Hello, everyone. Steve Siebel back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. You know, I got a call from a friend of mine yesterday who said he's having to actually sell his house. It's so crazy out there, of course, with the real estate market and the economy. And this is a very, very successful business guy who's had his own business for 25 years. Good friend of mine said he had to sell his house. He's really struggling financially. And the guy was just under so much stress on the phone, I could feel the stress. And I won't tell you his name, but I said, you know what, my friend? I said, you got to laugh in the face of craziness. You got to learn to laugh in the face of fear and uncertainty. He says, well, Steve, that's easy for you to say. You know, your business is doing real well and, you know, all these other things. He says, so it's easy to say that where you are. And you know what? I've been in the exact same spot. I haven't lost my house but I've lost everything in the past before. And it isn't funny when you look at it on the surface. And the masses will never think it's funny. And in general, it's not funny. But the situation is what it is. Now, you can make yourself feel anything you want. I'm not saying it's funny when you lost your house or you lose all your money, which I have. I lost all my money before. I've been down to selling my washing machine to pay bills. I've gotten that. I've seen it. It's not a funny situation, but if you represent it to yourself in a serious of a light, in a very serious light, you're going to take that all in into your consciousness, and it's going to filter into your body, and you're going to be tight, and you're not going to sleep at night, and you're going to be stressed out, and you're going to be pissed off, and it's not a good situation for you. It's bad for your health. I had friends in the speaking business after 9/11 who lost their whole business, and a couple of them died in the next 12 months, and I would say, not to be disrespectful, but they died over the stress of losing their business. You know what? I hate to say it this way, but this is objective reality. It's just a business. It's just a house. It's just a washing machine. You can rebuy this stuff. You can rebuild your finances. If you went broke, you could rebuild it all. And I'm only saying it because I've done it, and a lot of other people have done it in a much bigger way. But I'm just saying that you don't have to take a stressful situation and bring it into your consciousness. You can learn to laugh at fear. You can learn to laugh in the face of adversity. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying I'm an expert at it. I'm saying to you, for 25 years, I have interviewed some of the most successful people on the planet, and this is one of their key mental toughness secrets. They've learned to laugh in the face of fear. What the masses freak out about, they laugh at. They laugh at it, they lighten up, they loosen up, and then they get busy fixing it. Instead of worrying about it at 3 in the morning, they're working at 3 in the morning. Where the masses are just freaked out saying, oh my God, the price of my house is plummeting and my stock portfolio is down 74% and I don't have enough business and what if I lose my job? Blah, 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 blah. Serious situations. But if you represent those serious situations to yourself in that serious of a light, your body's going to break down. It's not going to be pleasant. Even if you survive it, it's not a pleasant experience. You can learn to laugh in the face of fear. It's a learned skill to laugh at the folly of life, at the craziness of an economic situation worldwide that not one person, including me, listening to this blog, has any control over. All we can do is deal with it, baby. That's it. And the better we deal with it, the better we're going to come out of it. Because as you know, when you walk out of an adverse situation and you've struggled to survive, all you do is get tougher. All you do is get stronger. All you do is get better. So when times are good, guess what? You're going to be smoking. You're going to be so hot out in the marketplace that you're going to make way more money back than you ever lost. There's no question about it. And here's the biggest benefit I got from a comeback from nothing. I don't know what you think about this, but this changed my life, literally. Once I came back, and I made all the money back I lost last time about 15 years ago. Here's the thought I had the next time I had not a big crisis, but a little financial crisis. I thought, you know what? I did it once. I can do it again. I'll laugh in the face of this deal just like I laughed in the face of the other one. And I'll be bigger and better the next time I come back. I'm not afraid to lose anymore. I don't want to lose, but I'm not afraid to lose, because once you've come back from nothing, you know you can do it again. You can't buy that kind of confidence. You can't buy that mental toughness or that mindset. You got to go through it. Okay, you guys, this is our time. This is our time to get that. To say 2 years from now or a year from now when this crisis is over, and I think it's going to be over before that, but let's just take it 6 months from now. You know, when we're all laughing, maybe a year we're all laughing at this crisis saying, holy smokes, well, that was pretty crazy stuff. But I hung tough. I hung tough. I didn't spend time worrying. I spent time focusing on being a better employee, a better business person, a better person in general, and a tougher person. And again, one of the ways is to stop holding the grip so tight. That's what we used to say in professional tennis and junior tennis. Stop holding the grip so tight, man. Loosen up. Lighten up. You don't have to represent it to yourself, the situation, the same way it looks to the masses. You can represent a situation, a struggle, any way you want to yourself. That changes your consciousness, which changes your beliefs and your behavior, which ultimately changes your results. It's a formula for success that most people miss, but the world class gets it, and they've always gotten it, and that's why they're going to come back bigger and better from this crisis, and so can you and I. But start with laughing. Start laughing more. Start looking at the craziness of all these markets and laugh at it and say, you know what? I'll come back bigger and better. And if it happens again 5 years from now, I'll be bigger and better then. I'll make all the money back and then some because I'm a mentally tough performer. It's a great place to be. Try it out. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Give it a try. And as always, I'll look forward to your comments on this post. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebold.